percentage.
Okay.
Or another five.
Okay, my inner goal was, I'm in a new relationship, and my inner goal is to not shut down.
Not sabotage?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, how's that going?
It's very new, it's very long distance. It's going...
So where is, what's the long distance?
Arizona.
Okay.
And so like things happen really quickly, it was really good, and now like we're like this, and now we're kind of going like this, and just keeping my heart open and saying how I feel and loving him and not, but like I go into these crazy places.
Right.
By myself, and like my heart's just breaking every day.
Okay.
So like I'm doing it, but it's really hard.
And again, this is like, okay, so what did I tell everybody else?
About the group?
What does the group do? It's like, that's always amazing. 3 years in and you guys are like, what does the group actually do?
Well, I feel like maybe I just had like a block or something. Like when you were talking yesterday, I got really depressed about it. You're just like, oh, well, maybe you just can't form relationships. And you're like, what the fuck? Like maybe I'm just screwed. I'm serious. You're like, oh, with the triangulation and all these things, I'm like, well, maybe I'm just duped.
No. You first of all, you're loved in this group. You're loved by everybody probably that knows you.
Yeah, and but I don't talk to anyone.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Not really.
Okay. All right, so the inner goal would be to see if you could reach out a little bit more within the group. Because what happens is when you get in a new relationship, I hate to liken it to having dogs, but when you have a dog and you keep it in the house all by itself for its whole life, and it gets outside and it finally sees another dog, it has no fucking idea to do. It just like, it attacks it, it bites, it doesn't do it. It's like panicking, it's like, it doesn't know what to do. It hasn't been socialized. And in this room, you can learn so many levels of love that there will be very few levels of love other than the intimate sexual love of a relationship that you haven't been able to sort of recognize, feel. And it makes you, because what makes you the most terrified in a relationship is that you have no idea what to do. It's like everyone's so, and they're totally different, totally new. But the more friendships you have, the more like close, sort of like people, confidants and people you talk to, you could be talking to people. I mean, I'm sure you are already. I mean, I don't know if Andrew gets calls from you, it's like, oh my God, no, or whatever, you guys are friends, but it's like, do you get, you don't talk to anyone. And so this would be the goal for you. Maybe you figure out, I mean, you totally got, everybody here, you'd like the dirt on our relationship, wouldn't you? Right? I mean, you forget that these people, sometimes, they're not
but
having
like people
something
ask me, I'm like, oh no, I don't know what's going on, and I'm crying all the time.
Right, and if you're alone crying all the time, and you don't know what's going on, okay, wouldn't it be good to check in with other people to see if maybe they could add a little something, or they could say, you know, when I was in a long-distance relationship, when I was living this way, this is what I did, this is how I handled it, this went on, okay? Or they can say, that's no problem, come on over, I'll have dinner, you know? And then you realize that this whole saga that you have in your own brain doesn't exist when you're actually in relationship with somebody else, but when you're totally stuck in your own little world. And you heard me say to almost everybody yesterday said, well, I'm gonna do something to me, I'm gonna do this, you know, blah, 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 I'm gonna work on me, and it's like, how do you work on you without other people? You just run around in circles. Everything you do by yourself is you're just running around in circles. It's always gonna lead back to the same problem. The same brain that created the problem. So this, before you leave class, connecting with and confiding in, and not in a negative way. It can just be, you don't have to call up and say, oh my God, I'm in a panic, I'm in this. You can just call up and say, I just need to laugh. Tell me, let's go watch a movie. Let's do anything. I just want to have some fun. I just need to do something other than drive myself crazy like I'm doing. Right? And you start with that. Now, you're going to have, you know, 10 people. If you put that out to 10 people, one of them is going to say, hey, yeah, have you seen the new Joker movie? Or have you seen the new whatever? And let's go do something crazy. Something not normal. Not what you would normally do. It's normal. Your normal habit leads you in that pattern. Does that make sense? Okay. So the external goal is to survive this long-distance relationship.
Survive.
Not to make a website.
A book. Is it about
him? Your child. Survive. Okay, yeah, fine.
Okay. The inner goal is to develop relationship skills so that you can survive the relationship.
Right.
And
like it doesn't even cross my mind to reach out to people.
Okay. So
that's a good
write it on a piece of paper, stick it on your refrigerator, on your mirror, and say, oh yeah, classmates.
Set a reminder in your calendar.
I mean, you could put everybody's name on a piece of paper and just pin it to your mirror, and one name has to get checked off a day. Even if it's just a text, even if it's just like, hey, how's it going? Just learn to be in relationship. This, and because your panic about this relationship is that this poor guy, I'm assuming, right? This poor guy has to be everything to you. That's a recipe for disaster. Nobody can be everything. So this is where you start letting him off the hook. And also letting yourself off the hook. You know, for having to be perfect, having to be like, I just, you know, I don't, you know, it's safer for me to just stay isolated and that, you know. So see if you can, and by the way, when you have a goal that incorporates the whole class, which will be everybody in here, everybody else needs to know, because you're writing, right, the teacher's going to write down the goals, right? You have all these goals written down?
I'm recording them.
Okay. But you want to have a list of everybody's goals. And pretty much everybody's going to have a goal of hanging out with more classmates. Because whatever you're trying to do, you need to have better people skills to do it.
But I don't see how surviving a relationship is an external goal.
No, I'm not talking. I was joking. You're smart. You want to create a great relationship, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that without people skills?
Right, but I thought you said that was the inner goal.
So the inner goal is to develop the skills so you can create a relationship that lasts. Mm.
So the outer goal is to text my classmates?
The inner goal is to connect with your classmates and feel what it feels like to be connected and have someone all the time that reinforces the fact that you're fun and cool and it's like a nice thing to have friends.
Yeah.
I should take insult.
Yes, you do.
All right, you do, but you haven't let them in. And this is what you want. You don't want to walk away from this group feeling like I'm alone, ever. Don't. This is family. You better make this. Family. These people are your family. These are your soul family. And knowing the difference between a soul family and a date is really important. Okay?
I'm still not clear on the outer goal.
The
outer
relationship.
Goal is to create a long-lasting, great relationship, even if it's long distance. You'll work through whatever it is that you need to work through. Mm-hmm. And you'll also decide if it's a healthy relationship for you. Can you handle a long-distance relationship, or you deserve someone local? You know, you gotta decide. That's gonna be your creating a great relationship means I'm gonna do everything I can to make a great relationship, and as I run through the chakras, I have to ask myself, can I handle this? Can I handle it the way it is? Is this really a healthy relationship for me? Is a long distance relationship? Is this gonna be long distance for long?
I mean, not necessarily.
Okay. So you build as if it's not going to be, but chances are really good that if it's going to be a long-distance relationship for years, it's probably not a relationship.
Right, yeah.
It's just an illusion. Okay, so let's not have these people be an illusion. Like, yeah, my friends, but I don't ever talk to them. Let's create, like, what does a friend do? And these people all are pretty good with friends, so they can help you.
I need help.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.